Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Called the meeting of the Kootuat Fire District Fire Commissioners meeting at a little after 5, we'll say 5:04. In attendance are Ms. Cates, Mr. and Mrs. Gardner. Ms. Parks isn't here, and Mr. Goldstein is not here. Firefighter Kellen is here. And Chief Olson. Okay. Is anybody recording? Ms. Cates. Is there public comment? Who first?
I'm Amy Cates, 4782 Falmouth Road. Chairman Hadley, would you please tell me the name of the attorney representing the district regarding the negotiations with the union firefighters? Secondly, to date, how much of the $25,000 appropriated for negotiations has been spent? And finally, I see on the agenda that you will be going into executive session. Is there any chance that a contract will be ratified with the firefighters prior to the district meeting?
If I knew that, I'd be a hell of a lot smarter than I thought I would. I'm sorry, but we have no information on that. That's put on there just in case. So there is no... Now, the name of the fellow is Schroeder.
You're talking about the executive session,
right.
Chairman. Okay. And the other two?
I have no idea how much I would have to check with the treasurer, how much that we have spent in that for that situation. We don't keep track of that.
Okay. But you as a fire commissioner and chairman, you're signing monthly warrants?
No.
You're not signing monthly warrants?
Prudential Committee signs them.
Pardon me?
The Prudential Committee signs them.
You don't sign the...
We do not.
Fire department warrants?
We do not.
You do not. Okay, I wasn't aware of that, Mr. Chairman. Okay, and do you know the name of the attorney?
Schroeder, that's all I know.
Pardon me?
His name is Schroeder.
Schroeder?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
I can get his full name for you.
I probably have it in here.
Ms. Parks is in charge of that committee, and she has all the information. And unfortunately, she's not here tonight.
I'm pretty sure it's Dan.
Dan Schroeder.
The first name, and he is with... I thought I had that sitting right here. Boston Law Firm. Donald Schroeder. And he's with Mintz Levin in Boston.
That name again, sorry?
Mintz Levin is the name of the law firm.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you. Mrs. Gardner.
Cynthia Gardner, 94 School Street. I have a question that I came prepared for, but before I go into that, I would just like to ask both fire commissioners, are you telling me that as fire commissioners you are not signing the weekly warrants for payroll?
No, we do not.
Correct?
That's right.
You do not?
We do not.
Okay. My next question is, I had put in a public records request on February 20th, 2016, requesting one item for the treasurer and another item from the chief, and I received a response back from Mr. Eager. Last evening, he answered my question regarding the treasurer's concern, but he did say that the information I requested from the chief does not exist. I would request that the Board of Fire Commissioners ask the chief to provide them with that information. I have concerns regarding the budget. If you look at line item 10, you have for fiscal year 17 a figure of $58,150.88.
Yeah, we'll catch up with you. Yep, okay.
If you take the hourly rate that was given to me by the treasurer and you multiply it by 42-hour work week and then by a 52-hour work week year, you come to a total sum of $46,519.20. Mm-hmm. So if that is the true figure, I'd like that corrected in the budget. My next concern is if you look at line items 15 through 17, they are all the same for an amount of $63,965 mm-hmm. and some odd cents.
97 cents.
Right. My concern is that we might have a couple of firefighters being inappropriately budgeted for, because depending on when they went to the fire academy, would put them at the step level that needs to be budgeted. So in order for you guys to be able to figure that amount out, you need that information. So if it's not available, I don't know how you're budgeting.
That is not correct, but to hopefully answer some of the questions that Ms. Gardner said, the contract allows them step increases as it goes through. It also allows the increase when they do go to the academy and finish that. However, the contract allows each person after a year of employment a step increase. So that hopefully answers that other question on the 46,000. And it's not 52 weeks. Sometimes it's 52.4, sometimes it's 52.1. It depends on what the year is and how many weeks there are, and that's a different number for that too as well.
Mr. Gardner.
James Gardner, 94 School Street. First, I'd just like to kind of rise and say that I wished that the board and the chief and people like my wife and Miss Cates could work more harmoniously. When people in the audience are raising their hand and asking a question, it's to make the department better and to kind of oversee what's going on in the department. I'm sure Chief Olson can make mistakes. The concept of our government in the United States is a system of checks and balances. We have a board of fire commissioners that are part of that system of checks and balances. But a lot of times you're not privy to or haven't learned some of the information on the history of some of the things in the contract. I don't think anybody here, including the chief, were here when 90% of the things in the contract were negotiated. I was, right? So therefore, my wife has some insight into some of the things that are being mentioned in the contract. I think the chief just stood up and indicated that where people start in the pay scale are based on whether or not they've gone to the fire academy. And I negotiated that, so I know what that is all about. We used to have three steps. We negotiated two previous steps. We used to have three steps, started at 1.0, went to 0.95, 0.90. And we realized that we were getting people in the department that hadn't gone to the State Fire Academy. So what we did is we put in two more steps. We put in 0.85 and 0.80. And the reason for that is somebody like Kellen, who came from Ashbury, I believe already had Fire Academy training. We wanted to reward him and say, I'm sorry to use your name. We wanted to reward him and let him come in at step three, at the 0.80 level, because he wasn't going to cost us any money. He already had the training. When someone, one of these new people comes in and doesn't have Academy training, they come in at the 0.80 level, which saves us about $15,000, I believe, roughly. What that $15,000 covered was the overtime cost of covering that person's shift for the, it was 15 weeks, it's cut back now, so it's a little less expensive, but it used to cover the overtime cost of sending, or covering that person while they were at the fire academy, right? So that's the point of why they started at 0.80. If they come in the first day, go right to the fire academy and get their mass certification training, they stay at that 0.0 level. They don't get bumped up to 0.3. That would defeat the whole purpose of why we put that in the contract. So if it's being misread by the chief or misinterpreted by the board, that's a mistake. We need to correct it. That person does not go. You don't jump up to that 0.3 level once you get Mass Fire Academy training. It doesn't say that in the contract. It says the rate that they will start at once they are hired. They either start at 0.5 or at the Step 5 level or the Step 3 level. So I don't know why that happens. But again, my point is, I only know that because I negotiated that. Now, unless that changed in the last contract, and you said as soon as they get their academy training, you bump them up, and it specifically says that, but I read the contract, I didn't see that. That, in my opinion, would be a mistake on the board because they didn't really understand why we had those steps in the first place. But anyways, if we had a more harmonious back and forth here, and when somebody raises a hand and asks a question, just answer the question. We're not going to get all these crazy public records requests. You know, just do your best to answer the questions. Admit if you make a mistake. Don't be afraid to make a mistake. We're all human. We all make mistakes, right? But don't think of it as adversarial. My wife didn't join the department 30 years ago to be adversarial. She joined it because she wanted to help the district. Same reason I did. Same reason I'm intending to rejoin the call department in the next couple of weeks. I want to finish my career giving back to the district. You know, so that's what it's all about. It's all about making the department better, making these guys safe and providing good fire protection and ambulance coverage for the district. That's what we're all here for. It's not worrying about battling, and it seems that we're all battling all the time. And to suggest that you wouldn't want somebody very knowledgeable to be the third member of your board was kind of ridiculous, too, in my opinion. I mean, why do you want to keep somebody out who might ask questions that you give answers to? But anyways, thank you.
That concludes our public comment. Thank you. Chief.
Okay, for monthly activities, Mr. Chief Olson, for monthly activities, we had 42 rescue calls last month with 38 fire calls, a total of 80 incidents. The ComStar report I have in front of you, I think you have that there. It ends up net to be $12,355.29. It was in your packet. You have that. Okay. And they are also, I guess the ComStar had a little problem with MassHealth. MassHealth has Kituit Fire as Kituit Fire Department, and ComStar has us as Kituit Fire District, I believe. So we're making that change to make sure it's right, and so they can resubmit some of the numbers. So maybe that will change, and the numbers will change. I just don't know what happened there. It wasn't from our office, so ComStar had asked me to contact MassHealth. I did that today, so that should be all worked out. The budget, you guys both have the appropriations for the budget. Appropriation sheet to your left, Commissioner Pisano. Yeah, appropriations. The appropriation sheet, we have used up 66% of our, we're at 66% roughly of our budget. We're looking at 60% expenditure at this point with a few red flags that we have for a couple of our line items. As you see, the first flag that we have here is salary other wages. That's $5,150. That is to do with our injured firefighters to compensate for those that are injured. So you'll see a big number there. We do have the three out. The other is the maintenance to the building, $5,243. We've expended 108% of that. We actually, you're going to see a reflection of $1,200 back. We returned an item, so we should be almost 100% expenditure instead of 108. The grounds and maintenance, we spent a little more this year to 113%, so 462 over that line item. The clothing, the protective clothing, we wanted to get everybody up to two sets of gear. We're just about there, and we've come up to 88%. So we're spending a little more. Hopefully that will level off. The other line item is telephone, $5,270. We're at 92% So that's another item to watch. And the one below that, at 98%, the 9/11 dispatch, that is actually what all we're going to spend on that line item. That's a con. So that brings us to about 60% of our budget that we've spent of our full entire budget at the rate of right now the percentage of 66% of our year. That's it. Thank you.
Okay, we'll move on to the bylaws, fire department bylaws. Under Article 8, we've picked out some things that are very simple. Section 3, we add in the last sentence of 2, appointment to be made. And Section 5, he, we're making that he slash she in case we have a female fire chief, which is not unusual. Okay. Now on the Section 8, the clerk of the commission shall post the minutes of the meeting, so and so, and be on a bulletin board in 3 places, in 3 weeks of said meeting. Well, that's kind of hard to do. We post it on the website. Now, I know there's probably somebody says, oh, well, I don't use a computer. Well, the majority has the computers, I think everybody can find out. You can ask somebody if they will please go in on the website and see what the minutes were.
Our minutes? Yeah.
This is Chief Olson. To answer that question, they are all there, Cindy, but you have to search sometimes to the archives. I don't know why they're going to the archives. That's not to do with us. That's to do with the website provider. That has been a complaint at times. We apologize for that, but that's nothing to do with us. We do send in, as soon as the commissioners give the okay to the approval, we send them right in. And Mrs. Dolly does a great job for that. Right, and that's... Right. That's the problem. Yeah. It's there, but...
Yeah. I'm happy. Okay, Section 9 in the bylaws. Rick. This is Tom speaking. I look at this Section 9 and it's very confusing. It listed a time and date of 1990 and a time and date of 1991. And nobody seems to know what that's all about. and it talks about people retiring, people getting injured, call firefighters in the line of duty. So I propose, and I make the motion, that we delete entirety Section 9 and that we adopt the general law, Section 42. And in that, it covers just about all of our bylaws. The only thing we would change in there would be take out selectmen and put in fire commissioners. It's listed several times in there. So we will move that section up to the top of our bylaws in Section 1. We'll put this. So if this does not pass, then the sections will just fall in behind it.
Is there a second page to this Section 42?
That's on the back of it. That's it.
So the proposal is to adopt this Section 42 and have it begin as the first section, deleting Section 9. I've not seen this before. No, I never got any of this. What is the what if this is adopted as written, modifying selectmen for district commissioners? How does this interface with union contracts? He shall have full and absolute authority in the administration of the department, shall make all rules and regulations for its operation, shall annually report condition of the department, fix compensation of permanent and call members subject to approval. I don't understand this wording in terms of the overriding agreement of the labor contract. Even though we're currently out of date with the labor contract, but
that's not overriding the labor contract. You can't. If that's an agreement between the district and the bargaining group.
Right. So when it speaks
to
the
that's to do with the fire department operations.
But he shall fix the compensation of permanent call members, subject to approval of the commissioners.
So what I do actually right now, I mean, I set the rate and set the exactly what I do. I just hasn't been adopted, that's all. I do everything that's in there, but it hasn't been adopted. And we try to, if you look at the back of the bylaws, you have many laws that have been adopted that has not been adopted. You go on the back page of the bylaws, you will see many of these. You'll see many things that have been adopted, and that just hasn't been one that has been adopted from this district.
Okay, I've reviewed this online some time ago. I didn't know it was even going to be presented tonight.
It's got to go through the bylaw committee anyways before it
So our vote is considering what? Recommending it to the bylaw committee?
No, recommending it to the district. You don't have to go to the bylaw committee for this. We as a board can recommend this to the district as a special article. And if we put it number one in there, mm-hmm. and it passes, then it's adopted. If it doesn't pass, then it's forgotten about, and you go back to section one through whatever we have.
All right, so we are being asked to make a recommendation for the district meeting to adopt these,
section one.
This and a modified, but the Article 8 here that we're looking at and considering changing, that's already been adopted. Oh, that's the standing.
What, number 9, you mean? The one.
No, the whole thing, Article 8. All its sections.
Oh, right. That is, we're part of the district bylaws. In other words, Article 8 is our bylaw.
Okay.
There's 11 of them. Okay. A lot of these items are listed under this general law. This general law gives us and the district the ability to have what they call a strong chief.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The other way.
You're recommending changing that?
Yes.
Does that matter?
Not having seen this previously and not having a chance to absorb it, I would ask that would we still have time to put this in front of the district if we put it out to our next meeting?
I'm not sure.
Is there a deadline for what we submit to the district meeting in this regard?
Well, it has to go to the clerk, mm-hmm. and he's the one that organizes it.
I'm going to request that we postpone this for, if necessary, we can have an interim meeting to get it done. But I do need a little time to figure out what I'm looking at because I didn't receive any of this and I didn't know about it being on the agenda. So I request that you withdraw the motion.
I certainly will.
Thank you.
We will not be having an executive session. Mrs. Gardner.
There isn't one because we didn't put that on the agenda. It wasn't not on the agenda, so I cannot talk about it. I do not want to have an open meeting law violation. I'm all set, thank you.
If there's nothing further, I move to adjourn.
Second.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you.